Some of Indiana's most polluting facilities could get a temporary pass on Biden-era updates to major air pollution rules. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports the Trump administration invited them to apply for a 2-year presidential exemption.
Companies had until last week to explain why technology to comply with the rules isn't available and how complying would threaten national security. Rob Michaels is an attorney with the Environmental Law and Policy Center. He says these exemptions are rare, and it's generally the federal government that explains what emergency warrants a pause, not industry.
This is the first time that there's been some mass invitation to submit requests to an email box saying, hey, we want to be exempted from this.
We don't know if any Indiana facilities have applied for waivers, but ELPC says 18 would be eligible, including coal plants, steel mills, chemical and lime manufacturers, and coke ovens. Many of them are located in northwest Indiana, which is already overburdened by air pollution. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
The Biden administration did allow such an exemption for companies that use ethylene oxide to sterilize medical equipment. Companies had to prove that their inability to comply with the new pollution rules on time would likely shut down their facility and lead to a serious lack of medical supplies, threatening public health.